Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Hour Prophetic Presbyterian Congregation. Today is September the 19th, 2025. Our Elul is the 28th day of Elul 2029. We will start our service today with a continuation of Talmud Reading Volume 1, number 52 of E.T. Hollis. The title of our sermon is Five Men Say After One Sets a Mark. This note down is Ezekiel 9. Our prayer thought is taken from our Shiva's object lessons. That is crossed out the path of the YOGY, page 20, beginning with the second paragraph. In the earlier part of his ministry, Yahshua has spoken unto the people in the words so plain that all his hearers not have grasped the truth, which would make them wise men unto salvation. But in many hearts, the truth had taken no root, and it had been quickly caught away. Therefore speak I unto them in the parables, he said. Because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. For the assured desire to awaken inquiry, he sought to arouse the children and impress truth upon their heart. In the assured day, it was just as difficult to bring the new truth to the people as it is today, for Yahshua used every possible means to interest the people in the present truth of his day. But you know what little success he did have in just a few of the common people, for the so-called learned men of the day bitterly opposed him and spent their time and means to falsify, excuse him of one thing, then of another, in the kind of world we live. We cannot expect the people to be different today than what they were in his day. Let us therefore pray that we ever keep awake, that we continue to be even more dissatisfied with our attainments as the days go by, lest we also be found wanting. Back and to let us send it, let us pray that our hearts be ever open unto his unfolding truth, and that we never lose out his hunger for the meat and due season. And the present. Five men say after one sets a mark. Lectured address of the Bishop Holiday, August 2nd, 1947. The subject is found in the 9th chapter of Ezekiel, verse 1 through 6, where God also in mine ears for the loud voice sent, cause him that has charge over the city to draw near every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. And behold, six men came from the way of the higher gate that lies toward the north, and every man has sought a weapon in his hand. the one that a man there was told that the land was a lot of drink on by his side, and they went in and stood beside the brazen altar. And the glory of the Yahweh of Israel was gone up from the cherub, whereupon he was into the threshold of the house, and he called on the man clothed with the linen, which had the rod of Nicon by his side, and the Yahweh said unto him, go to the midst of the city, to the midst of the riches, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that saw and that touched, for all the abominations that be done in the midst of. And unto the others he said in mine hearing, go ye after them through the city, and smite, let not your eyes spare, neither have your pity. Say unto the old and young, both maids and little children and women, that come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. And they began at the ancient men, which were before the house. Note that at the command of the elders, the angels in the charge are to slay the sinners and the elders, and that's the church, not in the world. Only the abomination hate one, those who receive the mark of the sign and the crime against the wrong are to be led. For the day that Ezekiel had this vision in Babylon, that Jerusalem had already been in captivity and empty of this people for years. See Ezekiel 1:1 and chapter 8, verse 7. So such a purification or cleansing as here described ever took place in the Ezekiel day or in the annals of the church since his day. It is therefore certain that the prophecy is yet to be fulfilled. For the inspiration of the day, moreover, puts this foreseen pending still in the future and makes the explanation. The class who do not feel grieved over their own spiritual detention, nor mourn over the sins of others, will be left without the seal of the Yahweh. For the Yahweh commissions his messengers to men with the starting weapons in their hands. Go you after him to the city and smite, that not your eyes stare, neither have you pity. Say unto the old and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark of beginning of sanctuary. And then you began to ancient men, which wrote it for the house. Here be said that the Seventh-day Adventist Church, the Yahweh's sanctuary, was the first to feel the stroke of the wrath of the Yahweh. For the ancient men, those unto whom Yahweh has given great light, and who has stood as the guardian of the spiritual interests of the people, say the spirit of the Yahweh had betrayed their trust. For the testimony for the church, volume 5, page 211. For the enemies of the Yahweh, you know, this is us talking about Yahshua. For the enemies of the Yahshua, son of the Yahweh, you know, have taken possession of this person. Not only the Seventh-day Adventist churches all over the world, but all your Protestant churches as well. But soon, the table will be turned, and the servants of the devil will be no more, for they will fall and not be found. For the people, you know, are the seed of the ancient men who have betrayed their trust. You well know that the daughters, the apostles, are sure, and the reformers were all in their times railed against and taunted as offshoots. But we thank the Father Yahweh that the offshoot and the truth, not the dead talk, not the dead talk's triumph. They, the ancient men, had taken the position that we need not look for miracles, and the marked manifestation of the Yahweh's power as in the form of the testimony of Isaiah 5, verse 11. Does not exist now the position of the ancient men? Are they not now crying peace and safety? Are they not now Christians? That Ezekiel 9 is not now to take place, and that it is not to take place in the day, in the church, but the message must yet again. And that it is not to take place in the church, that this message is a part alone. What does it take to awaken a dreaming sleeper? They are dreaming death. Time to change. These words strengthen their unbelief. And they say, the Yahweh will not do good, neither will he do evil. For the Yahweh will not slay his people. The church is his most precious object on earth, they say. For the church is his most precious object on earth, and that is just exactly why he is the cleanser. That is why he is the slave of the wicked in the midst of her. And seal, preserve the penitent so that he may have his church cleansed without spot, a wrinkle, or any such sin. Thus peace and safety is the cry from which to come in. He will never again lift up the voice like a trumpet for the showing of the Yahweh's people of their transgression and the house of the Jacob their sin. He's done dope that would not work are the ones who hear the just vision of an offended Yahweh. Men, maidens, and little children all perish together. Testimony Ryan 5, page 211. Continuing further, the Spirit of the Yahweh asks, who are standing in the council of the Yahweh at this time? Is it those who worship, excused, wrong among the professed people of Yahweh, and who murmur in their hearts if not openly against those who would reprove sin? Is it those who take their stand against them and sympathize with those who commit wrong? No, indeed. Unless they repent and leave the work of Satan and their oppressors behind the burden of the work, and in the holding up of the hands of the sinners in Zion, they will never receive the mark of the Yahweh's sealing approval. They will fall in a general destruction of their wicked, represented by the work of the five men bearing slaughter weapons. Mark this point with the truth. Those who receive the pure mark of the truth, brought in them by the power of the Holy Spirit represented by our mark, by the man in linen, and those that saw and that cried for all the abominations that were done in the church, their love for the purity and the honor and glory of the Yahweh is such that they have so clear a view of the exceeding sinfulness of sin that they are represented as being in agony, even sign and kind. Read the 9th chapter of Ezekiel. Then says the Spirit, that the general slaughter of all those who do not let's see the wide contrast between sin and righteousness, and do not feel as those who stand in the council of the Lord and receive the mark as described in the order unto the five men of the slaughter of weapons. Go ye after him through the city and smite, but not your eyes spare, neither have your pity, slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children, and women. But come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. Testimony of Ryan 3, verse 267. There are shown two classes in the church, the faithful and the unfaithful. Those who view sin as sin and those who view it as fun. Also it is seen that the church has a purging work, a work that must be done especially for her and for the world. In addition, it reveals that the purity work for the church is a seating of the 144,000, that they therefore are the ones who will feel most strictly the wrongs among the Yahweh's people, the best people. Ezekiel 9:7-11. And he said unto them, defile the house, and fill the court with the slain, go ye forth. And they went forth and slew in the city. And it came to pass while they were slain them, and I was left, that I fell upon my face and cried and said, Ah, Yahweh, wilt thou destroy all the residue of the Israel, and thy point out of the fury upon your virtue? Then said he unto me, the iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is exceeding great, and the land is full of blood, and the city full of perverseness. For they say the Yahshua has forsaken the earth, and the Yahshua seeth not. And as for me also, mine eyes shall not spare, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense their way upon their heads. And behold, a man covereth an inn, which had the income by his side before the mother of sin. I have done as thou hast commanded me. When is this separation of the wicked from among the righteous to take place? For the Yahshua places it in the end of the world. Well, it's in the last parabolic hour of the world, the 12th one, but that's not the end of probationary time. and cause the judgment of the living begins at the beginning of the cross out. And we're in the beginning of it. Now, says he, the verse goes together until the harvest. And then the time of the harvest, I will say, unto the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in the bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Again, the kingdom of the heaven is like unto a nest that was cast into the sea, and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the goods into vessels. But chance the bad away. Matthew 13:30-48. As the tares they are burned, as the bad fish they are cast out. This is the way in which the kingdom comes, says the sure son of the harvest. And what is the harvest if not the judgment for the living? Or the work which separates the one from the other. For the sheer people of the Yahshua, son of Yahweh, says inspiration, who have the spirit of the work of the Yahshua, the son of Yahweh, and the salvation of the souls of the heart, for every view sin and its will of sinful occurs. They will always be on the side of the faithful and plain deeds with the sins which easily beset the people of Yahweh, especially in the current work of the church in the city town of 144,000, you know, the stand without cause before the throne of Yahweh, where they feel most deeply the wrong of Yahweh's first people. This is forcibly set forth by the prophet's illustration of the last word under the figure of the five men each having stolen records in his hand. Testimony is volume 3, page 266. On which side do you stand is the question mark. Now the subject of the 144,000 stands out brighter than ever before. Now you can clearly see that those who escaped the slaughter were seen in Ezekiel 9 of the 144,000. The future servants of the Yahshua, son of Yahweh, as the first fruits of the harvest, resulting from the cleansing of the sanctuary, the church, the church, the work of the investigative judgment of the living. It says that this work and this truth, therefore, are the most important for the dead and should wholeheartedly be heeded if one expects to receive the mark and the seal and escape the slaughter. Survive the great and dreadful day of the Yahshua, son of Yahweh, or neglect to sigh and cry for the abomination of the church, would mean our eternal loss. We dare not allow anything to divert our attention from this great and glorious work for the saints, and most dreadful and inglorious for the sinner. For this work must engross the whole mind, the whole attention. Nothing should be allowed to interfere with your eternal welfare. No, not for a moment, for the day is far spent. What, friends, relatives, husbands, wives, you are to lose them with yourself if this truth fails to convince you and them. But the promise unto the faithful is, for your shame you shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double, everlasting joy shall be under them. Isaiah 61:7. Do you, brother, sister, actually comprehend and actually realize the crisis as outlined here? Do you see the prediction that the sealing message is to be resisted by those who foster the abomination? Are you with them? I hope not. Is there then any question that if the brethren are left ignorant of this cleansing work that Yahweh is about to do among his people? I said, if they be left ignorant of it, will they not fall in the general destruction of the wicked, comes in by the work of the five men bearing slaughter weapons? Obviously, all the sinners in the church will perish in the slaughter of the wicked, be they men, women, or children. Parents who continue to serve the devil will have their little ones with them in hell, and parents who break away from the abomination will have their little ones with them in the kingdom. Where do you stand? Are you with those who have the burden of this work, or are you against them? This, you see, is the decisive hour for you, for me. Mark this point with care. Counsel the spirit of the other. Those who receive the pure mark of the truth brought on them by the power of the Holy Spirit, represented by a man by the mark of linen, are those that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the church. They left for the purity and the honor and glory of the Yahweh to such, and they have so clear a view of the exceeding sinfulness of sin that they are represented as being in agony, even sighing and crying. Read the 9th chapter of Ezekiel. Testimony 3:267. Here are the true Seventh-day Adventists at this crucial moment. Those who resist the chosen work for the church are those who just put their heart and soul into it. Let us face the situation honestly and sincerely. Let's anoint our eyes with this heavenly eyesight that we might see and know what truth is. Only those who repent and promote the message of the hour rather than fight against it will stand with the Lamb on the Mount Zion. Let me read again. In the time when his wrath shall go forth in the judgment, these humble, devoted followers as the Yashir will be Israel yet. In the time when Israel shall go forth in the judgment, these Amba, devoted followers of Yashir, will be distinguished from the rest of the world by their soul anguish, which is expressed in the lamentation and weeping, reproofs, and warning. While others try to throw a cloak over the existing evil and achieve the great wickedness everywhere prevalent, those who have a zeal for the Yahweh's honor and a love for souls will not hold their peace to obtain favor of any. For their righteous souls are vexed day by day with the unholy words and conversation of the unrighteous. They are powerless to stop the rushing torrent of the iniquity, and hence they are filled with grief and alarm. For they mourn before Yahweh, they see religion despised in the very homes of those who have had great love. For they lament and afflict their souls because pride, avarice, selfishness, and deception of almost every kind are in the church. For the Spirit of Yahweh is prompt to reprove the temple underfoot while the servants of Satan triumph. Testimony of 95, page 210 and 11. No longer serve Satan. No longer fight Yahweh's truth against your own interest. For the Spirit of prophecy in those times have made it as plain as it can be made that when the sealing message is brought to the attention of the people, the servants of the devil will temporarily triumph by Yahweh's servant, and his truth for a time will be trampled under the foot by those who control the church. For this evil work, you are all well aware, is already in the progress. The ministering heathen, brethren, are already fighting the message instead of teaching it, for the pulpits are occupied by men who, Sabbath after Sabbath, stage tirade after tirade against this truth. The truth of the judgment for the living. As the gospel prophet in the chapter 6 has also given light on this subject, we shall turn to it. Isaiah 6:15-19. For behold, Yahshua will come with the fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind, to render his anger with the fury and his rebuke with the flame of fire. For by the fire and by his sword will Yahshua put his all flesh, and the stain of Yahshua shall be known. They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens and places of worship, behind one tree, following a leader, and in the midst eating the swine's flesh and the abomination and the mouth shall be consumed together, said to Yahshua. And I will set a sign among them, and I will send there the escape of them unto the nations, and the torch is full and dead, that the God to bow unto Tubal and Avon, and to the isles afar, that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory, and they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. Here it is reiterated that the slain takes place in the Seventh-day Adventist Church among those who are well acquainted with the saints of the Lord, so much so that those who escape are sent to declare his glory and his name among the Gentiles. Moreover, the very fact that the Gentiles are not slain in order to be taught of the Lord after the sin takes place positively shows that the sin takes place in the church only, and before probation closes for the Gentiles to repeat those who escape the slain or sent for the preaching of the salvation of unto the Gentiles. Isaiah 66:20. And they, the escaped ones, shall bring all of your brethren for the sin offering unto the Yahweh out of all nations upon the horses and in chariots and in litters upon mules and upon swift beasts in my holy mountain. Salvation says the shirt of the children of Israel bring an offering and a clean vessel unto the house of the Yahweh. Since the 144,000 are the first fruits and also the servants of the Yahshua, son of Yahweh, and are of both the unchangeable house of Judah and of Israel, the ten tribes, they must be escaped and sent one. Those whom they bring unto the house of the Yahweh out of all nations. Revelation 7:9 must therefore be the second fruit gathered for the Gentile world all over the world, for the former are fruits from the church and the latter the fruits from the Gentile churches. See Revelation 7:2-9. In order to rehearse the truth, the ancients and their wickedness and ignorance now teach the latter that the subject of the 144,000 is a moot question rather than the revealed truth, for the devil inhabits us so that the people might fall under the slaughter weapon of the angel. What solid and what a hold the devil has on the men that control the churches? Are they not deceiving the very elect behind the word of God? This is truly the time for you to come to the help of the Yahshua, the son of Yahweh, against the mighty. If you are to receive the Yahweh's mark of the approval, and if you are to escape the slaughter weapon of the angels, if you are to be led, if you are to be of the remnant, there has never been made so great an effort to awaken any people in any age as the effort of today, hundreds of thousands, yes, millions of the purpose has been scattered throughout the denomination. Peace has been going now for over a decade. Truly, it can even now be said of the church. Woe unto thee, Chorazin. Woe unto thee, Bethsaida. For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago and sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and sat down at the day of judgment for you. And you and thou, Capernaum, which shall exalt it unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty work which had been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. Matthew 11:21-24. For the devil today, you see, has the people deeper in the pit than he had them in the days of the Yeshua, or in the days of the Lucifer. For the Yeshua's victory, though, and the victory of those who escape from the pit, shall be just that much more glorious, and they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Yeshua, son of Yahweh, and thou shalt be called, sought out, a city not forsaken, Isaiah 62:12. Behold, upon the mountains the feet of him that bringeth good tidings that covereth his peace. O Judah, keep thy solemn peace, perform thy vows, for the wicked shall no longer pass through thee, he is utterly cut off. Nahum 1:15. For the wicked in the church, you know, have finally come to their end. With a wish coming to you, sir. With everything that showed through your eyes in the church, or with your endeavor to bring it to the front. You judge your own chest. This brings in the state of this hour. Contact you at the 11th hour, Father.